Tanya for the 13th of Cheshvan is in Igeres HaKedesh Chav Zayin. It's on page Kuf Mem Vav Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 566. This is a letter of consolation that the Alter Rebbe wrote to Chassidim both in Israel and outside of Israel over the passing of Rebbe Menachem Mendel HaDadoke, who was the leading disciple, the oldest disciple of the Magid, who after the passing of the Magid, the Alter Rebbe appointed or took as his leader until he moved to Israel in 1777 and then passed away in Tveria in 1788. So the Rebbe writes that a tzaddik is more present in this world after he passes away than he was while physically on earth, and that is the meaning of the expression shavak chayim l'chol chay, that he leaves life for the living, not that he abandons life to the living, but that he provides life from the other world for those who are alive. We are about 8 lines from the bottom at the period. And this is what he says in the Zehar, the tzadiko dispater. Ishtakach b'kulu almin, that a tzaddik who has passed away is present in all the world, yati mibchayehi, more than when he was alive. Dahainu shegam b'zeho elam ha-maisa, which means that also in this world, the world of action, hayem la seisom, because today, which is a reference to this world rather than the world to come, today is the time for doing, because this world before Mashiach is the world of action, and the tzaddik is present in that world. Ishtakach yatir, he is present more after he passes away than while he was alive. Ki hamayse godel or godel v'heilach gidule gidulin, because the performance of mitzvahs and of good deeds on the part of the chassidim, or the students, or the followers of the tzaddik who has passed away, we see that their mitzvahs increase and their actions grow, growth after growth. Min ezeru al tzaddik, from the light that the tzaddik implanted, b'soda sheberach Hashem, in the field that which is blessed by God, hameyel la'aretz v'chutzeis, that illuminates, this influence of the tzaddik illuminates both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. And in the Bir which follows, in the explanation which follows, the Alter Rebbe explains at length the meaning of gidule gidulin, growth after growth, and the field which is blessed by God, and so on. V'gam anachnu eilu pei hayem, and including also us, we who are here today, kulonu chayim v'drochav, all of us who live and are inspired by his ways, the teachings of the tzaddik, derech hakodesh yikrolo, it is a way of holiness, not only kodesh with a vav, but kodesh without the vav, which is an even higher level than kodesh with a vav, than kedusha. Zeis ba'avedas Hashem b'mila d'shmaya, all of this applies to the service of God in heavenly matters, that the tzaddik inspires us in heavenly matters in our service of God. Upmila di almo, and concerning physical things, physical needs, which the chassid would turn to the tzaddik for, a blessing for health, for wealth, for children, and so on. So even in these physical things, the Seirish itmar b'zeir hakodesh, the Zehar states explicitly, the tzaddikaya meginin al alma, that the tzaddik protects the world, the misei sehein, in their death, after they die, yate mibchayehein, more so than when they are alive. The ilmole tzeluso de tzaddikaya, bahahu alma, and were it not for the prayers of the tzaddikim in that world, in other words, in heaven, lo yiskayim alma, the world would not exist, ziga choda, even for a moment. Chol HaKoriv. So we see that even in physical things, the physical existence of the physical world is also the result of the prayers of the tzaddikim after they pass away. Chol HaKoriv Korit El Mishkan Hashem B'chayov. And whoever is closer, or the closer one is to this presence of God in the world, which is the tzaddik, while he is alive during his lifetime, Kedim Levracha, that person, the closer you are during, you were to him during his life, the closer you are in receiving the blessing after the tzaddik passes away. In the Hayyim Yom for the 13th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that the Baal Shem Tov used to teach his disciples a Gemara class in a regular set time. His style of study was brilliant and sharp, and included a study of Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, and other commentaries of the Rishonim that were relevant to the Gemara text which they were studying. The Baal Shem Tov would translate the words of the text into Yiddish. And when studying the Gemara Erechim, Daftes Vav Amud Beis, they studied the line that the third tongue kills three people, meaning Lashon Hara. The Baal Shem Tov translated and explained, Lashon Hara, which is the evil tongue, kills three: the inventor of the slander, the one who relates it, and the listener. Now this killing, this death that Lashon Hara brings to these three is in a spiritual terms. It kills their ruchnius, and this is even more severe or worse than physical murder.